You are tuning in with your host, Jason Gnarly, on the Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast. Yes, yes, yes. This is your host, Jason Gnarly, and I am so fired up right now because I wasn't going to get on the mic. I really wanted to get on the mic. I was charged to get on the mic. After my long day of running around, I got home, I smoked a bunch of kush, and then I started drinking beers. I was like, yo, it's the perfect time to jump on the mic. My brother was like, yo, let's watch the show we've been watching, Pen 15. If you guys haven't seen it, it is a very comedy show, a Hulu original. And yeah, that show had me dying. So bro was like, put that show on. Got stuck watching it, drank more beer, smoked more pot. By the time it was done, we watched like 4 or 5 episodes. I passed out at one point, woke up mad sleepy, thought there was no way I was gonna get out and jump on this pod, but here I am. So I feel like I deserve a goddamn round of applause. Let's go. Let's go. All right, I need to calm down. Anyway, we're going to be talking about a bunch of albums today. I'm going to be just telling you guys, go check out this, go check out that. This is fire. This was fun to listen to. This CD was banging. This CD was okay. I thought, you know what I mean? That's what I'm going to be doing today. I'm not going to be going through each and every song on every project I talk about, how I do sometimes. I sometimes do the episodes like this. You guys know what time it is. We don't have a goddamn rule book in this show. I just like to talk about the albums that I like to talk about. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that Benny the Butcher project. We're going to be talking about this new Sleepy Hollow Trippy Red single. We're going to be talking about that Larry June Keep Going. We're going to also be talking about Cross Cutting, the new record from Xavier Wolf. Then we're going to go ahead and talk about the new project from Alchemist, a doctor, painter, and an alchemist walk into a bar. It's like a beat tape. And then we're going to go in and talk about Willie the Kid's project. And we got one more we want to talk about. I'm sorry, I'm blanking out right now. But it's going to... the one and only Chuck Strangers, my dude, my boy, dropped a very, very dope project. I actually got exclusive listening rights to this before it came out. He shot me the link. He was like, yo, Gnarly, I need to know what you think about this fire project. And I was like, man, you know, I got to give you my real opinion. This might be trash. And he was like, you know, just give me the raw. Let me know what you think about it. So he sent it over. I did not go back and forth with him about it. I'm not going to say we did anything. I listened to it. I texted him. I said, yo, I'm going to do a podcast on it. What do you think? I'm going to do it before it drops. Get people hype. He's like, I love the idea. Send it over when it's done. If it happens. And it didn't happen, unfortunately. Yeah, I got a little lazy, I guess, is the best way to put it. I've been working. I've been doing so much different stuff. And, you know, when I jump on this podcast microphone, I like to give you guys the proper energy and the proper focus. So I bumped the album a bunch. I got familiar with the project, but then I was like, it didn't feel like the right time to record. I wasn't in the right mood. So here we are today. I'm going to be adding that Chuck Strangers onto this one, letting you guys know it is a banger. And we're going to break down some of those records, do a little bit of a review on that one. Anyway, you are tuning in with your host, Jason Gnarly. This is the Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast, and we are taking off straight to the moon, rolling up kush, smoking on flight. I already drank all the beers. I got a water here now. I wish I had some dabs, but I can't find the atomizer to the Puffco Peak, and that is really, really depressing. But, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. Anyway, let's go. Benny the Butcher, Benny, comes out with this. To me, it was definitely one of the most anticipated projects I was waiting for. I could not wait for this project. And in all honesty, it is a fire project. But I guess, just wanted it to be so good. I was a little, I don't want to say underwhelmed, because it was a fire project, but like, The Plugs I Met is one of the best projects I've ever met in my, I've ever listened to in my whole life. And it's just, it really hit me in a good spot. So when I first heard this, I was expecting that same exact energy, but Benny's, you know, in a whole new place now. He's making a lot of money. He has a lot of great records on here. He lets you know, he's still with the shits. He's still down to get back to the streets if he has to. He's not tripping off of the fame on tracks like Famous. He just says, you know, he'll give it all up. He's not even tripping about the fame. But records like Timeless, the Rick Ross record, just all the features that are on this project really lets you know that everybody is watching Benny right now. Everybody is a fan of his, if you ask me. Eminem is definitely kicking himself, wishing that he signed Benny the Butcher with West Side Gunn and Conway. Everybody's eyes on Benny right now. That's just the easiest way to put it. With the Lil Wayne record, Lil Wayne killed it. Dom Kennedy did his thing on here too. It was just all together a very, very dope project. Hit Boy, shout out to Hit Boy. He produced some really dope records on this. He said that there's only been two artists that have cried in the studio while recording music that he's been a part of. And he said first one was Nipsey Hussle when he recorded Racks in the Middle. I guess when he recorded that second verse about his grandma, you know, being on the plane and stuff, he said he was tearing up at that point. And he said when Benny the Butcher recorded Legend, that's the last song on this project, he said that Benny was tearing up, and he said it was one of the most gangster moments he's ever experienced in the studio, which was kind of random. I was like, why does it need to be gangster? Real G shit, man. They were crying like, yo, it was real. I don't even want to get into all that, but I'm stoned. I'm here laying back, chilling out off that Tecate. Yeah, I sipped on them Tecates. So I'm a little faded right now. But when I first heard this project, I was like, yo, I wanted it to be so good. And then this Hit-Boy record that starts it off, this is like a very classic style hip-hop beat. Reminds me of like an old Jay-Z record. That's the rule out, but he goes crazy on it, barring out, but that beat, I was just like, yeah, it's not my favorite beat. It kind of is too retro for me at this point. But I listened to this project for the third or fourth time today, all the way through. You know, first time I listened to it, bumped it all, played back my favorite songs, which is New Streets, Trade It All, Legend, One Way Flight. These are like my favorite records on it. Timeless is an amazing record because it shows Benny's growth, really shows how far he's come. You know, he's got Lil Wayne going crazy on it. Big Sean went crazy on that record too. So there's a lot of good records on here, but I was just expecting more of that grimy, you know, this is what you do when you're in the hood with a bag and somebody looks at you in the eyes and you don't know whether to grab the pistol, throw the bag at their head and kick them in the chest, or run the other way, do laps around your car and scream out, you can't catch me, you can't catch me. No, I'm just playing. I'm way too high right now. Anyway, yeah, I was expecting more of the map. You know what I mean? I wanted the rule book, the Benny the Butcher rule school book. This is what you do. This is what you're supposed to not do. This is who you do it with. But I didn't get that as much as I wanted. He definitely has that on here, but it's not as much as I particularly wanted. Anyway, it's all good because Benny has other dope records on here. Lets you know that he just breaks it down on this album. I can't remember the exact record. I want to go through it and find it right now. Pardon me for not knowing, but I believe it's Trade It All. And he says, you know, in 2010, the cops raided, 2 years in jail. Then in 2012, he got out, you know, trying to get back with his wife, rekindle his marriage. 2013, he was broke, had no money, didn't know what to do, embarrassing. 2014, he meets a plug, runs it up. Then he says, what you know about needing to slow that all down because it contradicts with hip hop and you don't want to be doing all that if you're rapping about it all and you're, you're just putting yourself out there too much, right? So he says on that, it was just a really dope insight. I thought that record was really dope. There's a lot of dope records on here too. Like I said, I've only listened to this 4 times. I didn't do an episode on the plugs I met. I believe it was because I stumbled upon that album late. I was like, oh shit, Benny dropped something. I didn't realize he dropped anything since Tana Talk 3, right? So I was like, damn. So I was all over the place. And then I jumped on it and I listened to it slowly. So I never did an episode about that project, but maybe I did. I might be tripping right now. I got to go back and look at all my projects. At the beginning of this episode, I said I was going to talk about Alchemist's project, which is total BS because I did that on the last podcast. So I had to go back. I was like, wait, did I already talk about this Alchemist one? And yes, I in fact did. So that lets you know, though, I've been playing the shit out of that album. I really, really enjoy the beats on that album. It's very relaxing, very good album to roll around to. But back to this Benny the Butcher. I don't think I did an episode on Plugs I Met. I might have. Anyway, it does not matter. It's just that one I sat with a little bit longer and before doing an episode on it. I actually wanted to listen to this one more and do a very thorough review on it. So I'm going to actually tell you guys right now, download this, buy this, buy all the merchandise from this. This is probably going to be one of the best albums of 2020, in my opinion. But you need to give it time. So, I personally was, like I said, I just wanted it to be something else. It's what it is. It's a very beautiful project, but I need more time to sit on it. So I'm going to do a whole episode strictly about this one and the West Side Gun project. The last West Side, if I could remember the name off top, I would just say it, but I'm too stoned right now. It was, oh yeah, Who Made the Sunshine? So we're going to do Benny West Side and Conway project, talk about all their latest projects and do a little bit of Griselda talk. We'll also probably do some Boldy talk. But right now, I'm just going to tell you guys, go grab this project. It is way, way worth it. It's probably going to be one of the best projects of the year. I need to listen to it more. Right now, I'm not going to give it a full breakdown. I'm not going to say it's a 7 out of 10, it's a 6 out of 10. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to listen to it first, and I will let you guys know later on the next episode where I think about it compared to all his other projects. But right now, I'm saying it's a great project. Go listen to it. Do yourself a favor. It's very, very fun. Yeah, all right, we're going to get to it. Alright, next up we got Keep Going by Larry June, and this project was nothing but beautiful. It was perfectly put together, if you ask me. Very, very, very enjoyable, with a nice spliff, some good bong rips, and maybe some orange juice. Just a perfect album to roll around with, get a nice car wash, go down the PCH, hit downtown LA, and just drive around. It really, really made me happy listening to this project. Larry June is like Mac Dre meets Currency. He's just got the perfect laid-back flow. His voice fills up the beat and records very, very nicely. Very, very fire project. From the way it starts out with this, you know, little intro, just really relaxing, gives you a good vibe right off the rip. And just the whole way it goes into it, very dope. Standout records to me are I Like You, Expensive Couches. I really like this one with Jay Worthy. The two Currency records are amazing, Sunday Drive and Let's Go to New Orleans. Dope record. I was really enjoying this. Yeah, very fun to listen to. Harry Fraud is not playing around. He's definitely standing out, like I said in one of the last pods, as one of the producers of the year to me. Everything that he's been getting to these artists has been hitting on a very, very, very dope level. And yeah, he's just in the pocket. So shout out to Harry Fraud. Shout out to Larry June. This is a 10-song album. It's 25 minutes long, and it's just perfect. Everything about this album is very, very well done. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed this. As you can tell, definitely suggest everyone go listen to that ASAP if you have not checked it out yet. Do not waste any more time. That project is fuego. Really, really enjoying that. Yeah, so just wanted to say that. Go bump that Larry June. Do not play around. That fire project. Yeah, I think my favorite record on here, I Like You. This one is just too vibey. I'm gonna play a little bit of it for you. The way this record just goes, very, very vibey record. And classic. Yeah, he's in the perfect pocket for that record. But all of these records that I mentioned are very, very good. Drinks with Tracy's dope. Let Me Sing to You's dope. Yeah, it's a very dope project. Enjoyed it, like I said, front to back. Can't complain one bit. How could you complain when you could just stream it? It's a free project. You're just getting it right to your cell phone. I'm just joking. Yeah, I was really enjoying that. Next up, we're going to talk about this Trippie Redd record. Let's go. Yeah, so the kid Trippie is back at it. Dude is not playing around. I feel like he cannot miss. He's probably mad at that dude, Young Blue, for saying he's not going to beat Trippie Redd when someone asked him, are you leaking this record with Drake? You're going to ruin it. You're going to be Trippie Redded or something like that. And then, or no, they said you're going to ruin the release. Drake's going to be mad or something. And he said, I would never be Trippie, you know, I would never Trippie Redd myself or something like that. He said, Drake told me to tweet this fool. So since then, my boy Trippie Redd put up all his plaques. He said since quarantine, he has 20 new plaques. I had to drink some water. Anyway, he says he has 20 new plaques. He put up all his plaques, and he said he didn't need anybody's help to get them. He did it all by himself, and you gotta love the flex. Trippie Redd is in the pocket. He has been in the pocket for a very long time. Some people complain about his albums. You know, I don't know why, because every time he puts out an album, to me, it is put together very, very, very properly sounding, just beautiful from front to start. I love Trippie's projects. Like, that's why I'm a big fan of his. His singles are always good too, but his albums are what I'm waiting for. So with that being said, when I saw Sleepy Hollow, I clicked on it thinking it was an album. I was like, oh, I thought I was gonna get lucky with an album. But Sleepy Hollow is definitely a dope single. He's showing us that he's in the pocket. He's not missing with this one. I do not see Trippie Redd missing with this one. I think it's going to be a hit to Trippie Redd fans. Probably will get him a few more plaques because I cannot see this probably going platinum over time. Definitely going gold soon. Maybe charting around the 50s to 60s. I don't think it'll go higher than 30, but it's a dope record. Sleepy Hollow is very fun. Just very, very Trippie Redd. It is a very, very Trippie Redd style record. And very fun. Very, very fun record. I love the artwork too. Sleepy Hollow style album cover with the Headless Horseman, with the red fire moon or whatever you want to call it. Very, very dope. Trippie Redd is sticking to the script, if you ask me. That's what he's doing and that's what he does best. So Trippie, keep on going, keep blessing us. I'm excited for the project. I know a lot of people are. One thing to note, this record is only 1 minute and 41 seconds. It is the perfect record to play back. By the time it's done, you play it back immediately because you're like, wait, it's over? Boom, you play it right back. So I played it like 3 or 4 times today. Really, really enjoyed it. Like I said, Trippie, to me, he's not missing right now. And it's going to be hard for a young artist, Tekashi. No, I'm just playing. It's going to be hard for young artists to compete with Trippie. Blue, Young Blue, that was a good single he had with Drake. I'm not going to lie. I was actually liking that song. But it was not Trippie Redd. Trippie standing on his own 2 feet, you know, with the torch for all emo rock and roll rappers. So it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a lane. Anyway, we're gonna get to this next record. My dude Xavier Wolf, Quentin Lamb, and RMC Mike. Let's get it. All right, so Xavier is back in the mix with Cross Cutting. It is a really, really, really dope record. I actually was in the studio after this was recorded. I wasn't there during the process. Shout out to Xavier. That dude is a really, really cool cat. Definitely consider that dude a brother. So I'm going to be a little bit biased with this one. Obviously, I'm going to say go listen to it. Bump it as many times as you can. It's a fun record. You really can't deny that. Quentin Lamb is doing his thing. That's the homie as well. You feel me? That's the little bro right there. He's always at Xavier's crib. He lives there. So that's Xavier's man. So that's my man's too. I don't know who Mike is, but that's Xavier's people. I guess he's buzzing right now. He's doing his thing. Xavier was surprised. I didn't know about him actually and was like, bro, you gotta go check bro out. He's killing it right now. So I actually was very pumped on this record. I gotta say that when I went over and checked it out, I was like, yo, this shit is banging. So Xavier told me, bro, you gotta play this shit right now. I can't believe you don't know what this is about, right? So I was like, wait, who is this dude? I just couldn't believe he was a big rap. I'm looking at his Spotify right now. That's why I sound like I'm just talking nonsense. So I'm like just babbling on. But yeah, I'm actually on Mike's Spotify right now. And yes, I do need to get hip with the rest of his catalog. Maybe I'll do a late review of this Dumb and Dumber 2. It came out in 2019. Maybe we will not do that. But anyway, I really did like his flow on here. He was spazzing out with the bars on this record. There's no denying that. He is a good fit with Xavier. I could definitely hear them doing a lot more records together. He brings that comedy low energy on this record. Very funny bars, just cracking jokes the whole verse. And Xavier's coming with that turned up energy that he comes with, you know, setting the party on fire. I don't think anyone is messing with Xavier when it comes to that Bone Thugs and Harmony flow, that classic Bone Thugs flow, that 90s Juicy 3-6 Mafia flow. I really don't think anyone is messing with Xavier in that pocket. It's the pocket that a lot of people, you know, messed with for a long time. It's the old ASAP used to be in that pocket all the time. Xavier has mastered that pocket, and he just sounds so comfortable in that pocket. He did a great job on this verse. Just the way he came in is just perfect energy for this beat, especially with the contrast from Mike being more of a low-key verse, just more comedy. And just the way it hits is super, super fire. So you got to really enjoy this record. It's two verses. Oh, damn, I just burped. That's some of my dinner just came up. Goddamn. Anyway, this is just two verses of straight bars. Very, very fun record. It's a turn-up record. It's a record you turn up while you going crazy in your car. And yeah, it's a very, very, very fun record. So there's no denying that. Yeah, we're going to bump this right now, actually. And we're going to smoke up a little bowl. So you guys should do the same. And let's keep it moving. Okay, 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 you need to calm down. That beat is so banging. I know you guys are going crazy right now while you are smoking and listening. But listen, listen, listen. You got to chill out. We got to get to the next joint. Next one we're going to is Capital Gains by Willie the Kid. If you guys have not heard this project yet, you definitely need to go cop it. It is a banger in my opinion. Very, very low key. A lot of people haven't been talking about it, but it is 10 songs. It's got Action Bronson featured on here. You got Currency featured on here. Rock Marciano. Very, very good project. First track is called Free Parking, and it's just the way it comes in sets a tone for the project. No drums, straight to the grittiness. Really, really going in. A lot of these records don't have drums on them. You gotta ask yourself, why did Willie the Kid not get as big as Westside Gunn, Benny the Butcher, and Conway? He has similar sound to those dudes. I don't think he ever got the proper respect he deserves. He was buzzing a lot more a few years ago, I felt like, and he's been in the game for a very, very long time. Someone was telling me who his older brother was recently. Shout out to Anna Moss for letting me know. I can't remember what name he told me, but he was like, yo, that's blah, blah, blah's little brother. I remember hearing him on records in like 2005. Which is very interesting. I found out about Willie the Kid probably in 2011-ish. And in 2015, I felt like his buzz was at the top of his peak. Action Bronson is on this record doing his thing. That's probably one of my favorite records on here. Action Bronson, his last project was a little underwhelming to me. I wanted to like it a lot more, and I was really trying to get into it, but every time I put it on, I was like, it's not just, it's okay. I mean, was I supposed to be excited about some random dolphin that he's trying to mate with or something like that? I don't know what he's talking about. But this project is fire, I gotta say. Shout out to Willie the Kid. If you guys got the time and space in your atmosphere for some laid-back, gritty New York music, this is definitely a project you want to listen to. Don't sleep. Definitely get this. Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know. The Willie the Kid, Capital Gains, not a project to sleep on. Definitely go check that out. All right, let's keep it moving. All right, we're going to switch it up for this next record. We're going to talk about some more dancehall-y. It's kind of like gangster reggae. This is a dope, dope record. It's called Duppy by Kojo Funds. Very, very fun record. Found this on BPM Supreme. Was so amazed by it. I was like, yo, I got to check out more of his records. Went back. I really liked the I Like record with Wizkid, and he got a few other ones. I was like, yo, what's up with his albums? He only has one album he put out in 2018, and it is a 16-track project. I still haven't listened to it, but that's his only project, y'all. So I was pretty impressed with his numbers, knowing that he only has one project. He has about 1 million followers, or is it 100,000? No, 1 million followers, 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify. And the artwork for this Duppy record is fire. It's his face with one of his eyes is blue. Then the other side of his face is cut to a gorilla's face. And it's all, did I say blue? I meant purple. I'm colorblind. And it's all smoky. It's like the purple tape. I really, really like the way this record sounds. It's like a fun, upbeat dance record, but it's gangster as hell. The stuff he's saying on here is like, I'll shoot you if you play games with me. Let's hear a little bit of it before I keep talking. If they want the war, let's party, yeah. We can raise the heat, let's turn it up. Ain't no time to say sorry, yeah. They don't want to beat me. They don't want to beat me. This record is fire. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. Shout out to Kojo Funds, you guys. This is a very, very dope record. I think if you guys are into reggae, if you're into dancehall, this is going to be a dope record for you to listen to. So I just wanted to add this one to the list today. Go check this out. Don't sleep on this one. Banging, banging, banging record. All right, we're going to move along to the next one. Let's keep it going. Designer Talk by Little Tracy. He is joined by Little Keed on this record, and I liked Little Keed for a little bit, but not really my cup of tea anymore. Too much like Young Thug, and it's like if I listen to him, I'm just like, why don't I just go put on some Young Thug? It's like he's almost like the ghost weed version of Young Thug. But I don't like to talk smack about younger kids or their art they're making, so I'm just not going to talk about Lil Keed. But Lil Tracy jumped on this record, Designer Talk, and he does his thing on this record. He has a lot of fun. He makes it like just a fun record. I could see this getting a lot of spin in clubs if clubs were open right now. I think Little Tracy is at that point where he should get some club recognition. I feel like this is a good club record for a DJ. As a DJ, I would drop this. The last project he did, the one with the Anarchy sign, it was not really my cup of tea. Too emo. Life of a Pop Star was also kind of whatever, and Lil Tracy's World was okay. He has a few good records on both those projects, but nothing that I was going crazy about. As a Lil Tracy fan, I really like, you know, XOXO. That was like my favorite project of his. But anyway, this isn't about all his projects and everything he's brought to the table for us. If you like those projects, you will probably like this record, Designer Talk. But Lil Keed kind of doesn't do the best on it, in my opinion. Not going to go in on his style, blah, blah, blah. But Lil Keed was just a nice add-on. He didn't ruin the song or anything like that, but he just didn't make it any better, and he didn't stand out. Lil Tracy definitely stole the show, in my opinion. He has a line that says, people say I suck at rap, well, or I can't rap, well, how I get rich off of rap. Like, that little bar was, it's a fun little bar, and it's just a little stunty, little fun bar. Lil Keed is on the front cover with a snake. It's like, how much do you want to be Young Thug? I like the cover art, though. I'm not going to lie. It's like a little anime cover art. There's a little cat wolf behind Lil Tracy. And like I said, Lil Keed's got the snake in his hand. Not going to bump this record personally a bunch. It would be something I would keep in rotation in my DJ arsenal to see how people reacted to it. and keep my ear to other DJ sets, see if they were playing this record, and to see how people reacted to it just out and about when I'm not DJing. But if it didn't really go over well, I'd probably just delete it from the collection and not play it, you know, out. When you're DJing, you need to play records that people respond to, and records like this, they don't have the longest shelf life. It's not like you can play this in a year from now. If it doesn't catch on now, it's gonna buzz in a year. No, this record needs to take off now for it to do good in the clubs. But that's only for the masses to start, you know, getting hip with this record and, you know, take it to the next level. This is a fun record for Lil Keed fans and Lil Tracy stans. The people that are in his corner that are gonna love, you know, all the music he drops. This is a good offering for those kids. And I can see this going on a project very soon and Lil Tracy coming out with something that actually gets a nice amount of attention. I think he's at the right point for that. I think he's very deserving of it. He's been working very hard for a long time. And I think he's definitely standing out compared to a lot of his peers. I DJ'd a Lil Tracy concert. And funny thing is, Lil Pump was with him. He came out like, you know, this was when Lil Tracy was bigger than Lil Pump. And Lil Pump was like in the cut. And he seemed like Lil Tracy's like Lil Homie, and shortly after that they started beefing. Don't know why I brought that story up, other than that night Lil Pump put his lean on my turntables, and I had at the time I think I was rocking with probably was my tractor setup, the S4, and I told him, yo, get that off the thing. And he got a little upset with me. He looked at me like I was crazy, but I had to tell him like 3 times, like, bro, you're behind the DJ booth. I gotta protect my equipment. This is how I make my money. So back off my fucking turntables. No, I'm just playing. We're high as hell right now. And yeah, but I just feel like Lil Tracy should get some recognition with this record. It's not my favorite record. Like I said, if I don't start hearing people play it, or it doesn't catch a buzz soon, I don't see this becoming a big hit for him. But it is a nice offering for his fan base. And I think the hardcore Lil Tracy fans will be very pleased with this record. I'm high as hell, you guys. I don't know why I'm still talking about this. But it's 11:11 right now. Let's make a wish, everyone. All right, we good. All right, now, record I'm really feeling right now is this Anderson .Paak Jewel single. It's just a very, very, very musical, very fun record, very dance-friendly record. Anderson .Paak is in the pocket on this. He's on his Quasimodo Madlib flow. He's going crazy with this flow. It sounds like it's tweaked up a little bit, pitched up, auto-tuned a tiny bit, and he's just fitting perfectly on this beat. Almost sounds like a different artist, a little Playboi Carti-esque with the baby kid flow. I don't know, whatever you guys are calling it these days, but that little Carti rap style he invented, it kind of sounds like that a little bit, but more Quasimodo, much more structured, sing-songy, way more, but just very, very nice to listen to. The voice fits perfectly on this record. It sounds like it complements the beat so much, it almost sounds like an instrument on the beat, which is very, very, very dope. Shout out to Anderson .Paak. Went to the Music Institute with that dude. Very, very, very cool cat. I said hi to him like 3 times in the hallway, and he was like, yo. And I was like, man, that dude's cool, man. He drums for this group called You and I, and they were big at the time, and it was cool, dude. I gotta tell y'all that one more time. I'm just joking. I'm stoned as hell. This Kush got me out of my mind. I cannot lie to the public. But this record just dropped a 2020 on Ape Shit, exclusively distributed by 12 Tone Music, LLC, all rights deserved. The record is called Jewels. The bass comes out of this record so beautifully. It really, really is a musical record. Like I said, it's just a very, very fun, easy to dance to, just record you throw on, good start the night out at the DJ nights. This is start the night, end the night, middle of the night, beginning, get the dance. This is a Bruno Mars intro record. This is a Bruno Mars outro freestyle vibe. When you're in that Bruno Mars, you see the whole place going crazy. You get the request for 24 karat gold. This is the song you play right after that, because it's just got such a perfect execution and perfect dance melody sound to this. I want to say it's about 105 BPM to 115. Oh. Ugh. There's a little break in it. And if you guys have not heard this, I'm telling you, go listen to this record ASAP. It is that fire. Probably my favorite one I'm talking about on this pod as a single. Ugh. You know you kind of kick with the long braids. Ugh. Such a fire record. Very, 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 very pumped on this song. Anderson .Paak did his thing. You cannot complain. This is just a very fun record. I actually have to download the instrumental, the intro version, the outro version, all the versions to this song, because it's that fire. I'm telling you guys, this is one to bang, bump, hold on to. All right, next song we're gonna talk about is, let's go, we're gonna talk about something. All right, let's do it. All right, after I play that amazing, amazing dance record, I got to save the best for last, best project for the last project. I don't know what you want to call it, but this is the man, Chuck Strangers. I already gave you the breakdown on how I got this project at the beginning of this. I'm going to bump a few records on it. We're going to talk about it. Pull out your lighters. Get the weed trays on your lap. Start grinding up some trees. Let's get right into it. Off the rip, we got Frozen Dinners. Too Afraid to Dance starts out with Chuck Strangers giving us a beautiful song called Frozen Dinners. Let's get right into it.
Hey, so you fucked up. I say nigga all the time.
I love the it's just a very, very dope record. I love Chuck's insight. The perspective that he gives on all these songs is very, very dope. Love this Frozen Dinners record. It just starts off the project very, very perfectly, and it actually sets the tone for the project very, very well. Chuck's letting us know where he came from on this, what he's been through, and this record just lets you know the Frozen Dinners. Chuck came from Frozen Dinners. Like, he's really showing us what he's been through on this project. That's what I got from it. I don't want to say it's a downer project, like, oh, but it's a sit down and think project. It's something you'll roll up to, and it'll really get you thinking or reminiscing back to how you grew up and the similarities that, even though maybe you weren't born in the same neighborhood that Chuck was born in, we all go through similar struggles in different ways. So I felt like this was a great, great intro for this project. Let's just vibe with it a little bit. I used to rock a day dress, though that's presidential. You want my cock on my wristwatch. Man, I love the way he breaks this down. I really, really love his flow on this record. Don't want to give too much of this record before you guys listen to it, or I don't want to take you guys away from going to listen to this project. Go bump this project right now. But we're going to get into the second track. It's called Luke Crib. Drums on here, crazy. I believe most of these beats are from one of his homies, but I might be wrong. Love the drums on this record. Love the way he's staying on the beat perfectly. Great flow for this one. And like I said, it's staying at the same tone. Both of these records are sit there, think, let's get a little deeper. He dropped this one as a single before the project came out to let people know the project was coming. And yeah, very, very dope record right there. I like the way this one comes in. But it's funny, it clips a little bit in my car when it comes in with that part. But it sounds good now. Maybe he took care of that. I love the bars on this. I kept my head down all 82 games. Yeah, Chuck really brings some nice... The effect on his voice is dope too. It sounds different for his usual flow, which is very, very dope. Chuck Strangers is not playing around. I feel like he's really stepping out of the producer rapper category and really becoming his own artist. He's really giving you insight. Like, I keep saying that, but I really like his perspective and his insight. This track, Regular Season, stays very on point with the vibe of the record so far. We're three records in at Regular Season, and they all kind of have that, you know, reflective, reminisce kind of vibe going. So very, very dope. If you like those kind of songs, it's definitely the project for you, because you already got three of those records, and we still got five to go. Family Dollars featuring Ka, and I love Ka's flow. This one, Chuck's letting you know where he came from. It's the whole record is called Family Dollar, and it's not the whole record. It's the record is called Family Dollar. The whole record is about where he came from, what he grew up with, what it was like growing up in his household. He has a dope bar on here. He says, I grew up, I come from baggies in the sink. Yeah, I come from bagging up with baggies in the sink or something like that. I could play it real quick to get the exact bar. But I thought that was dope because I've never heard anyone say that. And it gives you a good visual. I come from F what brothers think. I love that bar too. And the no drums on this record, it fits very, very nicely. Or there is drums, but they're just very, very turned down. Ugh, he goes crazy right there. And Ka fits perfect on this. I forgot the line I was looking for. Anyway, the bars are very, very on point. I like the perspective that he's coming with, man. It's very, very insightful to what Chuck grew up on. So this is like, Consumers Park was dope for what it was as well. And it's probably more of a rap album because that's like you get different vibes on. It's more like a... typical hip-hop album, if you want to say that. But this is more of like a new stream of hip-hop that's like a new kind of tone, a new energy, Fitting very, very well with the Earl sweatshirt, kind of esque right now. And yeah, I just really, really enjoy the pocket that he's in, the beats that he's picking, the just everything about this. I'm really, really enjoying. That is the fourth song, Family Dollar. Ka does not play around. He just makes the song better. So perfect feature if you ask me for that record. So I'm really enjoying this project, as you can tell. I listened to it probably about 20 times, just kept listening to it back to back. Operations sounds like a record that I can't really pinpoint exactly what this song's about. But again, just a very... Sounds like something that he went through. Maybe somebody got an operation that he really loved growing up. The effect on here is crazy as well. Very, very dope effect. Yeah, the effects are crazy on his voice on this one. And yeah, he just really is in the right pocket. Same vibe, like lo-fi, reminisce, think about what's going on in your life, low-key, vibey records. He's not really getting out of the pocket at all. And that might be the Too Afraid to Dance theme. Love the sample he chose for this one. And then Navy Blue did his thing on this one. I thought the verse was very dope. It's like a stream of conscious thoughts that are just coming off, you know, with very positive insight. And he's just going, and Blue is just letting it all out. And it just sounds like a stream of conscious thoughts. I'm not sure if that's the hook or it's just the how he starts. It is the verse. I think it might be the hook, actually. It's very little confusing. I'm sorry. But fire, fire, fire. I like this dude, Navy Blue. Definitely going to check out more of his stuff. He doesn't have anything online. You can't, if you click on his name, it goes to a page with nothing else on it, just this one song. Anyway, yeah, I like how Chuck came off on this Surrender track as well. And just from the name, you could tell it's just surrendering to, you know, basically positivity and surrendering to all the bullshit and just being the truest version of yourself that you can be. That's what I'm getting from it. And I really, really like that record. Like I said, very, very dope insight from Navy Blue and my boy Chuck Strangers. Very, very dope project. Chuck, you should be very, very proud of this project. I'm very, very impressed, straight up. I love the way he brings this perspective. You know, it was tough, but I've already, you know, I talked to God and I forgive him for the way that we was living. Like, that's just a bar. Very, very dope the way he put that down. Yeah, this track is called Saint Peter, and it's just a very perfect add-on to this project. A little bit more uplifting. Very fire record. Love it, love it, love it. Most of the songs on this project are about 1 minute and 40 seconds. There's only three songs that go over the 2 minute mark. One of them is Surrender, and it hits 2 minutes and 50 seconds. The other records are all about 1:40. Gives a lot of playback value. After you're done playing this project, you want to just play it back from the beginning right away.
Damn it, stop and think. Maybe she had a right to have a drink. To let her know that I'll try to understand. Collecting times,
now I don't. Yeah, I like this last fantasy fade too. Very dope project, Chuck Stranger. You should be very proud of yourself. Like I said, Fantasy Fade's got a dope vibe because it's almost like a it is the outro, and it's almost like a track you wouldn't expect him to rap on, and then he blesses us with some bars about a minute through the record. And yeah, it's just very, very dope. Had to save the best for last with this Too Afraid to Dance, Chuck Stranger's project. I think it's a perfect add-on to his catalog so far. I'm looking forward to the instrumental to drop. I'm sure he's going to be blessing us with the instrumental version soon. Very, very dope. I got some background information or some secret information that he might, I'm not gonna say for sure, but he might be doing a project with Anna Moss, just him and Anna Moss, and there might be some merchandise that goes along with it. I'm not gonna say a promise or even say that anyone told me that I know about, but that might be the word. Might not be. Don't quote me on that. But if it does happen, I'd be very, very excited because I love when Chuck Strangers and Anna Moss work together. They have a very, very good chemistry. So I'd be very excited for that. Anyway, back to it. This is the Jason Gnarly Hip Hop Podcast. You already know what time it is. We talked about a few different projects. This was a late into the week recording. I was supposed to get with you guys last week. Then I was supposed to do Monday. It's been busy. It's been very busy. I'm back on it though. I rocked the last show at the beginning of the month. So you got two episodes for this month. Minimum you're going to get is two. Might get three or four, depending on how the month looks like it's going to end. Anyway, we're in the zone. You already know who you're tuning in with. This is your boy, Jason Gnarly. Don't play no games with me. Stay on the beat. Stay on the beat, if you will. Anyway, much love. I'm high as a rock and roll band.